Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle, and this week on the internet I discovered I share my name with a boy who was recently an usher at a wedding of Lindsay Frahm and Nicholas Perkis. Perkis.
Nice.
So hopefully, little Josh Earle, hopefully you stole some booze, Joshy. Yeah. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, what I do is I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them. Now, our first guest is a podcaster, a comedian and a broadcaster who shares her name with an Italian office manager at a recording studio and a waitress at a Wichita Pizza Hut. But the one we have here is from Triple J and Do Go On. Can you please welcome? It's Jess Perkins.
Oh, man. So, a waitress at Pizza Hut.
You're working at a waitress at a Wichita Pizza Hut.
Oh, man. That's the dream, to be honest.
It's so cool.
And an Italian office manager at a recording studio.
Yeah, the recording studio part's cool, isn't it? But office manager's probably... It's just the admin stuff.
It's called Presso.
Oh, hello.
And they write it all in lowercase.
Yeah. Okay, I'm back on board.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
Presso.
Yeah. Presso Ricordo. That's your whole job.
How can I help you? I'm answering the phone.
Also joining us is a comedian who shares his name with a partner at the Zurich legal firm MME and a Brisbane videographer. Can you please welcome? It's Luca Muller.
Oh. Hey. That's me.
Did you know about these guys?
I did know about both of them.
There's only 8 Luca Mullers on LinkedIn.
Yeah, there's not many at all.
And they all spell it with the little... dot dot above the U.
Yeah, everyone loves a normal out. The most annoying one is Luca Muller. I assume that's the videographer from Brisbane who's like an Instagram influencer.
Oh, is
like
he?
Like 19-year-old. It's a girl, I'm pretty sure. A 19-year-old girl who always wears bikinis and stuff. And it's weird seeing my name and going, it's not me.
It's pretty on brand for you though.
Yeah, I should do it.
True. Thinking I can fill in that bikini much better than this influencer.
It could be you though.
Maybe it is.
It's 2019.
Maybe I've got a secret
Anything
for you
happen.
Guys.
Yeah. Our next guest shares his name with a music composer and a jockey that won the Magic Millions. Can you please welcome? It's Tim Clark.
Hey, it's me. I'm a jockey. And now I'm Italian as well.
Yeah, it's an Italian jockey.
I'm a little bit of everything. I'm wearing a bikini. It's great. Yeah.
Did you know about... You'd know about Tim Clark the jockey, surely.
No, I haven't heard of Tim Clark the jockey.
He's an Australian jockey. I just thought it would come up occasionally. Yeah.
No, I've never heard this before.
Yeah.
No. Good on me.
There's two other comedians called Tim Clark, right?
Yes, there are. I get tweeted at some of them. I get tweeted by people thinking I'm them sometimes.
Are they Australian comedians or...?
One is a Hobart comedian who stopped because he's a fucking coward. And the other one is from the UK in the 80s.
I reckon I've gigged with Tim Clark from Hobart.
You probably have.
I reckon I would have.
There's a Canadian Jessica Perkins.
Really?
Yeah, we've chatted.
And an Italian.
Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah. You've chatted to the Canadian one?
Yeah. She messaged me. She's like, you're a comedian. I'm a comedian.
There's a Josh Earle in the States who's a comedian as well.
There you go.
And I've talked about this on the show before, but I'll tell you. His second gig, he's putting it up on YouTube. I'm like, mate, don't do that.
No.
Don't.
But how are you, Josh Earle, to give other Josh Earle advice? Let him follow his own journey.
I'm 14 years into this career. I can give someone who's done 2 gigs some advice, which is... Don't post it.
Nah.
Don't post it. Finally, is a man who shares his name with a Melbourne wine writer and an ambassador for the NBL team, the Sydney Kings. Can you please welcome? It's Ben Knight.
Woo!
What do you know about wine?
Heaps. I actually came back.
Unequivocally, the coolest of the jobs that the other people have.
The wine writer.
I'm a wine writer.
Yeah, you just review wine. But he didn't say he was a wine reviewer. It's a wine writer.
So he just writes about them. I went to the Napa Valley the other month. It was shit. I don't like wine.
Well, you another Ben Knight.
The other Ben Knight can have it. What was the other one?
Sydney Kings ambassador.
Sydney Kings. That's basketball, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what the ambassador would have to do. Maybe just go to the games.
An ambassador?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to get the word out about basketball.
Yeah.
No joke. No,
it's like netball, but for boys.
When I was a kid, and I was talking to my grandpa one time, and I told him I played basketball, and he went, "Do you mean netball?" I was like, "No, no, I wear shorts."
Shorts and everything.
Sure, I dribble it. I dribble all the time.
Was that followed by a good for you?
This is the other thing. Shorts in basketball were a long time coming. Before, the girls just have to wear pant shorts, which was just like underpants over their actual underpants.
Oh, yeah. Remember,
pant shorts.
Well, yeah, they were called pant shorts.
Yeah.
Because I used to play basketball, and I was in that generation where shorts came in for women, and it was like a huge thing. It was like, wow, they're wearing shorts just like the men are. And I'm like, yeah, why is this taken this long?
Yeah, why was that so difficult to get to?
Yeah.
I think I got the dregs of that, because I remember playing against girls, probably in under-8s, under-10s, who were just still wearing the pants shorts.
Well, like bike pants. Is that what you're talking about?
No, like shorter, like just like underpants,
like
over your underpants.
Oh, like the volleyballers wear. Is that the same sort of stuff?
Yeah, except they're a little bit bigger.
Tiny
like the volleyballers try and ride them up, don't they?
Volleyballers?
Beach volleyball.
I don't know. I've never watched it. I don't know what you're talking
about. But even at 12, I was thinking this is ridiculous.
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
I was an ally at 12.
Oh, wow. That's, all right.
This is what a feminist looks like, guys. I am such an ally. I've named my testicles Tegan and Sarah. That's how much of an ally I am. All right, our first game today is called Social Media, where I read out a status update by three of you plus me, because Ben Knight, not really on the socials much.
Nah.
No. Well, not since the last time you've been on the show, so I had nothing to
do you mean
in.
Twitter?
Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, you're Instagram. I don't do Twitter.
Yeah, but this is an audio medium, so I can't really say who put a photo of them like drinking wine at the Napa Valley. Like
Tim.
Yes.
Who put a photo of them kissing Ben Knight's girlfriend? The answer will surprise you.
God damn it, Luca Muller.
What I'll do is I'll read out status updates by four of us, not Ben, but so I'm included in this. But Ben, you're playing. You can guess whose they are. Yes. If you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. Okay. If you get it correct, you get a point. If you get it wrong, the person actually wrote it, they get the point. So if it's yours, you can't buzz in for your own ones. Mm-hmm. The first one is this. It's a bit of an act out. Her. I love movies. Big fan of art house. Me, chuckling. They're called museums.
Luca.
Yes, Luca.
Tim Clark.
You are correct. Yes, point there for Luca.
It's got movies. Yeah. It's got a pun. Yeah.
It's got me talking down a woman. It's got it's got the trifecta.
Question two. Neighbours have been parking in my car spot on and off for months. Tonight, I finally left a passive-aggressive note and took photos of the number plate in case they smash my windscreen or something.
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
Jess Perkins?
Yes, you are correct. Just point there for Tim, yes. Anything happen?
3 times a week they park in my spot.
I've done that before. I've written the passive-aggressive note.
Yeah.
Not even for parking in the spot, just for parking. It's like in an apartment complex, so they're all right next to each other.
Yeah.
They're parking too far over. It's like, I cannot open my door, for fuck's sake.
It's no, it's... It does my head in. To the point where now I have like post-it notes and a pen in my car specifically for that. Because I was sick of having to go inside, get a pen, write out a note, a couple of drafts usually, and then come back out.
It's also the thing of what are they thinking? There's enough spots for each person to have their spot.
Yeah.
Don't park in someone else's spot.
Mm. Yeah. Whether they're a visitor or I don't care. That's my spot.
Yep.
It makes me mad, but also I'm very not confrontational, so it also makes me very scared.
Question three. Whenever my friends are arguing over the last slice of pizza, I think back to the teachings of King Solomon and I try to kill their child.
Luca Muller.
Yes, Luca.
Tim Clark.
You are correct. Yes, another point there for Luca. Yes.
It's got dead baby.
Yeah. It's got made up friends.
Yeah. Still kind of talking down to a woman if it's a couple. So yeah, still in there, still in the pyramid.
All right, next question. My favourite Gordon Ramsay show is where he tells people from a certain culture how to cook their own food and also calls them fuckheads.
Tim?
Yes, Tim.
Luca Muller?
You are right, yes.
All right.
Going back and forth we're used to here.
Are these all Twitter?
Yeah, this is Twitter. You should
get
on,
you guys are good at Twitter.
Yeah.
You should get on there, dude. It rules.
I thought it was dying.
It's all Instagram videos of our stand-up bits. It was weird when I had to go up, all right, her. I love... Me. I was walking all over the stage. Crazy.
Doesn't work.
All right. Next question. Question five. Guys, I've got the perfect band name. It's Korn, but with a K. Cut to, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Cork.
Jess.
Yes, Jess.
Tim Clark.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Jess. Yes.
These are bangers. These are pretty good.
These are good ones. Yeah. I haven't gone far back. These are just the last 2 weeks.
These are memorable.
Holy shit. How often do you tweet?
Too often.
Like once or twice a day. Yeah. Do you reckon the cork one is going to eliminate me from hosting the Oscars in 10 years?
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe.
Is that what you think now? Every single tweet you send out going, this could get me in trouble in 10 years.
Absolutely.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I did the art house one. Just like, I'm trying to get back in their good books.
Yeah. Question 6. If I don't have 1,000 followers by Christmas, I will kill Santa.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Jess.
No, that was Luca. Put F for Luca.
It totally worked as well. I tweeted that at about 10 o'clock on Christmas Eve, and I got like 40 followers in an hour.
Oh, that's awesome. Christmas miracle.
Thanks, everyone. Shout out to my followers. I assume you're probably listening to this.
The next morning, did you wake up, open the window, and go, you boy, how many followers do I have? How many followers do you have now?
Like 1,030 or something like that.
Nice.
Let's try and bump that up.
Yeah.
To 1,100 by the end of this episode, the week this episode goes out. Yep. So,
all right. So I'd love that.
The date will be.
Or Luca will kill
the 24th.
St. Patrick's Day.
The 24th. What's your Twitter handle?
At Luca C. Muller.
Luca C. Muller. So Lukak Muller.
Yeah, Lukak Muller.
Yeah, Luca C. Muller. Let's do it.
I'm getting the Twitter. Yeah. I want.
Oh, how many?
I want 20.
20.
I want 20 by Christmas.
Well, you are on Twitter.
I am.
Red Ben Knight.
It is that?
That's your thing, okay. Yes. And there's the last thing, which is, it was very funny. It's you and Kappa naked.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a bit of a Christmas.
Oh, the Christmas post. Yeah. That was
I can't
weird.
Say who posted the naked photo of them and Kappa. So, yeah.
Could have been Jess.
Could have been. If only. Fingers crossed.
Well, we
next
can
week.
But he who has not been photoed with Nick Kappa.
Okay, question 7. There's a woman at the airport scraping the chicken salt off her hot chips. I don't fear terrorism or plane crashes. I fear this psycho bitch.
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
Joshelle?
No, that was Jess Perkins.
That's good.
I was going to say Jess. It'd be pretty bold for any males to tweet the word bitch.
Well, you are a bold man, Josh. I've said that about you before.
I really don't want to host any award shows.
It was really disturbing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Watching it, she was just scraping them off on the side of the cardboard box.
Yeah.
Why'd you get them?
Now,
that's
the
best bit.
For our international listeners, chicken salt. Does anyone want to explain chicken salt to them? Because it's only in Australia.
Well,
really?
Well, yeah. Really?
They're all missing out.
Yeah.
Have you ever followed a rainbow to its end and found a pot of delicious gold in there?
Yeah.
Do we really have to explain it? Like, it sounds very...
But it doesn't taste
words.
Like a chicken.
It's not chicken.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's like a type of salt. What flavour is that?
I don't know. Yeah. It's like chicken stock cubed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of flavour.
Powdery version of chicken stock.
It's sort of garlicky, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Yeah. Mm.
We eat our chips with garlic and stock.
Question 8. I have trust issues because of the amount of times I've been following a recipe and then at like step 7 they say, meanwhile, about some shit you need to start doing at the very start.
Jess.
Tim.
Yes, Jess.
Luca?
Yes, you are correct. Yes, what if Jess?
Yep.
I'm a big believer of this tweet. I fucking hate when that happens. It's like, oh, and now with the salad stuff that you were meant to have made earlier, I can't.
Yeah, that was inspired by me cooking a pasta sauce and then having to like turn it right down and cook pasta, which I should have started 40 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Infuriating.
There's a site, I can't remember the site it was, I cooked something from there the other day, and it started with like 3 pages of text about what this dish meant to them. I'm like, I don't give a shit.
No.
Just get to the ingredients and how I can do it. No, the ingredients at the top, then all how much they love this dish and how it brings out the best in their families.
Oh,
I'm like, just tell me how to do it.
Yeah.
I just want to cook this chicken congee.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I don't care about your dead nan.
Yeah.
Get to the chicken cacciatore.
How do I cook her body?
Question 9. Hello, Dan. It's Joe here. Hope you're keeping well. It's the 21st of December, and I'm just calling to see if you're happy with your current energy provider.
Luca Muller.
Yes, Luca.
Josh Earl?
You are correct. Yes, put there for Luca.
Great.
Yes, I did that on December 21st.
Gravy day.
Gravy day.
A big Paul Kelly fan in the room.
I went to his concert.
Is this the one that got washed out?
Yep. And I stood in the rain, and as soon as he walked out onto the stage, bawled my eyes out. I think it had been probably an emotionally draining week.
Yep.
I was in a vulnerable state, but I just cried.
Yeah.
And then I continued to cry 5 more times.
Mm.
It was the best day of my life.
What? Just seeing him made
me
cry.
Yeah, I was just so excited. It wasn't the first time either. Like, I've seen him before. Less than a year ago.
I saw him at the airport. I was on the same flight as him on the way home. And I just thought, if this plane crashes, it's going to be Paul Kelly and everyone else.
Yeah, I saw him at Splendor a couple of years ago and cried so much. It's the best.
Thank you.
Did you cry as well?
Yeah.
You're both nerds. I'm going to...
I love Paul Kelly. This Christmas just gone, my brother and I, without communicating it, both got different Paul Kelly shirts for my dad.
Yes. Yeah. Very good.
Has anyone actually tried his recipe for gravy?
So you need a dollop of tomato sauce. Yeah. Sweetness and that extra tang.
I've tried it.
Is it any good?
I'll tell you what. Too much tang.
Too much tang.
Yeah. Just need a smidge.
Not a dollop.
No. Too much.
My Paul Kelly story is one comedy festival... I was doing my tech run at a venue that's no longer running. It was a festival managed venue. It was called Duckboard House. And my tech was playing Paul Kelly's last album, just playing it while we were setting up mics and stuff. And Paul Kelly walked in.
No.
We both looked at him and went, and my tech said, do you want me to turn this off? And he said, no, turn it up. And then he said, is Fiona about? Because Fiona Loughlin was doing a show upstairs. And I went, oh, she's upstairs. He goes, all right, and just walked up the stairs. And I was that was the best. That's
Paul Kelly is a Paul Kelly fan.
Yeah.
I love that.
Why wouldn't you be?
It was almost like the Pied Piper, though. Like, if you just play his album enough, he will come.
I wouldn't be able to handle meeting him, I think.
You know?
Yeah. Somebody's offered. Somebody knows him and was like, do you want to, you know, maybe you could meet him one day. And I was like, no.
What about a situation where it's, I don't know, you both... performing or something like that. Would that be... God.
That'd be the best.
You've just done a great set, walked off, you know he was there,
oh.
And then he's kind of just hanging around with his nephew, Dan,
yep.
And then you meet him that way.
Imagine if Paul Kelly said, that was really funny, Jess.
Yeah.
Like he said my name. Oh my God.
I'm crying.
Well, I feel the same way that you do about Paul Kelly, about Billy Bragg. I love Billy Bragg.
Yep.
And I met him at a music festival. I was talking to him for a fair while backstage because I was also performing. And then my friend who I was with, when we walked away, he said, who was that? And I said, oh, it was Billy Bragg. And he goes, oh, I thought it was like one of your old teachers.
Who's Billy Bragg?
English. He's the English Paul Kelly, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. Really, really good songs.
Man, I've got to get with it. Don't have Twitter.
Come on, don't Ben.
Cry. Never heard of Paul Kelly.
Paul, don't cry when
I'm... If you don't have Twitter, you can't follow It's the Gravy Man, the best Paul Kelly... Like fake tribute, account that there is.
It took me a real long while to realise that was a fake account.
Paul Kelly's aggressive on Twitter.
Yeah.
Show us your fucking gravy.
All right.
And our last question for the round. I'm exclusively watching point of view porn, so I can imagine what it's like affording a GoPro.
Jess.
Yes, Jess.
Tim?
You are correct. Yes.
It's all right. Yeah.
Have you got a GoPro yet?
Nah, can't afford it.
No.
Yeah.
I just have a big VHS Steadicam looking down. It's crazy. Just get counterweights.
Or duct tape to a stack out or something.
Yeah. Getting a blowjob is like looking down the hallway and shining. There's twins involved. Anyway.
Your neck is looking way thicker. That is just holding up that steady curve.
At the end of the round, the scores are Ben Knight didn't get off the board.
Ah, 0 points. Shit.
Tim Clark on 2 points. Luca Mala on 4 points. And also on 4 points is Jess Perkins.
Oh, yes. It is on.
All right, this next round is a Patreon only bonus round.
Ooh.
So if you're not a Patreon member, we'll come back to you in a second. Hey everyone, just stop the podcast there while they do their little bonus Patreon bit, which if you're a Patreon subscriber, thank you. You can get that, this little bit, as well as the other bonus bits at the end of the month in a Patreon-only episode with all the bonus little bits. So also, if you are a Patreon subscriber, if you're not a Patreon subscriber and you're thinking, what is he talking about? You can go to patreon.com/dykwia. And subscribe to this little podcast. All the money is very, very welcome from you. And it goes into funding the show and, you know, paying me some money for doing all of the work. Also, every Friday I'm doing new writing, which I'm putting up there as well, which is, you know, if even if you subscribe, only $1 a month, you can get a look at all that writing. So that's a pretty good deal. Hey, I've got some shows to promote to try and shift some units. So if you're in Brisbane, I'm coming back up March 16 to Haya Bar, 3 p.m., doing the podcast and the stand-up show. So that is going to be very, very fun. Tickets are selling well. I think it's half full. So if you haven't got your ticket and you came last time, you'll know how good it was. And if you're listening in Brisbane and you haven't got your ticket, what's going on? Come on. I'm coming up to see you. Just meet me halfway and come to the Valley on a Saturday, 3 p.m., and see me and four other funny people do a little show. Put on some little skits. So tickets for that are at joshearl.com.au/gigs. And if you're in Melbourne, I am doing the Comedy Festival again this year. The podcasts are already on sale, so that's at the same one, joshearl.com.au/gigs. That's 3 p.m. Sundays at the European Beer Cafe. You can get tickets of $20 each, or a season pass will set you back $60. So that's like four shows for the price of three. Also, during Comedy Festival, there might be a little bonus episode happening. So I'll let you know when and if I can say. But it'll be fun. Also during Comedy Festival, which is what this one is the one I'm most excited about, is my brand new stand-up show, Josh Earl Talks. It's on every night during the festival from March 28 to April 21. Not Mondays, but no one does Mondays. 8:15 at the Boardroom at the Victoria Hotel. Please, please come along, buy some tickets, because no one's buying any tickets. I know some of you have, so thank you very much. But the rest of you, come on. Jeez, please come on. No. This is my first show in, my first solo show in 3 years. And I think it's the thing I've worked hardest on in my life. Apart from parenting, this is the thing I've worked hardest on in my life. So I think it's going to be very good, but I'm saying that now without having anyone ever seen it. So for tickets, go to joshearl.com.au/gigs, or you can go to comedyfestival.com.au, just search my name in the thing, Josh Earl. It'll come up. And I'd love to see listeners of the podcast come and see me do some stand-up. That is just a full hour of me telling some stories. I can't tell these on the podcast because these people are still alive. So, if you like my stories, come and see it. Anyway, I reckon these guys are finished their round. And let's listen back to these four very funny people. What are they thinking before they go and break my heart? And now we're back in the podcast proper, so... So no callbacks to that little round.
No callbacks.
Anyone listen? It was a good round. You don't know what you just missed out on.
Subscribe to Patreon. Okay, this round is called Yeah Book. Now, in this round, we go back to our school days and talk about an event that has stayed with us. And today, we're talking about a young Luca Muller. Now, Luca was a very good student, and very rarely did he get in trouble. But one day, he got a detention. But why? Was it A, he got duped on a bad Pokemon trade? So he walked up to the kid who tricked him and aggressively said, "I'm going to kill you," then grabbed him by the shoulders and yelled like Chewbacca at him. A. B. It was a hot day and the classroom had the ceiling fan on. Luca was staring at the fan and had the urge to throw his entire pencil case up into it. He knew he'd get in trouble, but thought it would be such an audacious move the teacher might actually find it funny. She didn't.
Yeah.
Or was it C? Luca got caught passing a note when the teacher asked for him to read it out. Luca said it wasn't his note, he was just passing it along, and the teacher said, "I don't care, read it out." Luca unfolded it and laughed heaps because the note just said, "You have a rotting dick." and it had a drawn picture of a rotting dick.
Oh.
The entire class was kept in for detention because they laughed on and off for the remainder of the lesson. Now, one of these is true. You can ask Luca as many questions as you want to try and get the truth, but bear in mind, he wants you to guess wrong so he gets your point. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Lucky, how often do you threaten people with death? Because first Santa and now your fellow classmates.
Big fan of murder. Would love to get into it one day.
What grade was this?
Which one?
Well, okay. All three? Of them. All, yeah.
The
I mean, you're saying which one? Two of them are fake. You can just make up.
Yeah.
The Pokemon one where I said I'm going to kill him and then yelled like Chewbacca was grade 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The one where I threw the stuff into the fan was in grade 1. Yeah. And the one where I drew the rotten dick was in grade 5.
The pencil case, when you threw it up there, was it zipped up or was it open and pens went everywhere?
It was open.
Nice. Good.
Yeah. There was probably connector pens in there. Those little, remember the crayons that you could like scroll up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some of those. Shit, yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, love
was
those.
Your name Luca in gold paper in the little plastic dividers in the front of it?
I actually never had one of those pencil cases. I don't know why.
Did you have the tartan one?
No. My parents always got real non-traditional. We always had like weird, like bad boy ones or like Wahoo ones that were made out of waterproof.
Yeah.
I had a Billabong one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure I had a Billabong one at some point.
Wetsuit material. Yeah.
How many Stussy S's did you draw?
Oh, man. So many.
Doing the Stussy S and also doing the kind of house with a cross through it without taking your pen off paper once was a big thing in my primary school.
Mm. This is a kind of ambiguous question, but what did the rotten dick look like? Like, how do you draw that?
It's just a dick, classic, two circles, they're the balls, and then a longer that's the dick. And then sort of some little, like, what look like cuts or scabs on there. But I think probably the main feature was like stink lines.
Okay. Stink lines.
It's so like a standard dick. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. All right.
Imagine your dick, too.
Exactly. All right. So a great one. Yeah. All right.
If a grade 5 ever drew your dick, which they have a lot in courtrooms.
Mic drop. That's so good.
Do you remember which Pokemon you had traded?
Yep, I had a Charizard and I got traded for a Weedle because what he'd done was he took a black pen and drew a bunch of extra like O's or zeros after the XP. So instead of having like 50 XP on the Weedle, it had like 50,000. So I was like, oh man, Super Weedle, that's awesome. And so I traded it for a Charizard.
It's very specific. And
what grade was that in?
That was in grade 3.
So you didn't know the difference between proper printed ink and a kid in grade 3 drawing some zeros?
No, I guess not. But I remember that kid, his name was Brandon. He was also like cooler than me. So I think part of me was like, yeah, I'll go along with this, man.
Can you do the Chewbacca sound that you made in grade 3?
Well, no, we can't.
That one's out. I think you'll find it goes.
That's good. So good.
That's very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Professional actor in the room.
That got me the big roles.
I'm going to take a punt. You guys ready to take a
guess?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think, Jess?
I'm going to say B.
You think B? He threw his pencil case into the ceiling fan.
That's what I reckon.
I reckon Pokemon.
You think A, Pokemon, even though you said he couldn't do the
Yeah, no, I'm going for it.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yes, and Tim.
I'm going to go B as well.
You're going to go B, pencil case. The correct answer was A, Pokemon. Oh, yeah. Point there for Ben Knight. Well, 2 points for Luca.
He's on the board.
He is on the board. So
you threatened to kill him.
Threatened to kill him?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. I'm noticing a pattern.
And also, he 100% did not think you were doing a Chewbacca noise. He thought you were crying to his face.
So you got detention. Did you get caught by a teacher doing this?
I didn't get caught. I knew it was a bad thing that I'd done, but I thought I'd gotten away with it because that was like at lunchtime. And then the next day during recess, a teacher came and grabbed me. He must have told, I don't know, his mum overnight or a teacher the next morning or something. And I was done.
And did Pokemon cards get banned from the school off the back of this?
No, they didn't.
That was a big thing in my school. As soon as there was anything about the new trend that made some kid play up, banned from the school. No more basketball cards because people were stealing them out of other kids' lockers. No more of those slap bands because people were doing it on
other
people's
legs. Did you have
legs.
Pokemon cards?
No, my kids have Pokemon cards. Ah, okay. But
I was going to say, you're way too old to have Pokemon cards.
We had Tarzos, but I was on the back end of it. I was like, this is bullshit. You get them in chips, so I like the fact that I get chips, but I don't really care for a Daffy Duck bit of plastic.
We had the the Coca-Cola yo-yos got banned from our school because a kid like put one real tight on his finger and he couldn't get it off and it turned all red and everyone was laughing at him. to ban him.
We had meth that got banned. But yeah, Sunshine Coast. Everyone was doing it until fucking Damo went off the night anyway.
You're a trained teacher.
Still got him in chips though. Yeah.
You worked as a teacher.
I did.
What would you have done if you saw...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Grade three, so like 9-year-old Luca Muller.
Yeah.
So I'm going to kill you and then say, and then do a weird...
Do a Chewbacca. So you grabbed him by the shoulders and threw him on the ground, did you?
No, I just went up to him and said, I'm going to kill you because... Yeah. I just wanted to be as threatening as possible.
And that was it.
And he went, please don't. And I grabbed him on the shoulders and did the Chewbacca.
And you yelled at him.
Yeah, because I didn't know how to be scary or intimidating. That. Yeah. I said I was going to kill him.
No, that's fine.
No, it's fake.
You have a chat.
I'm a teacher as well. I would have had a chat. And if I was on duty, you're walking around with me for a while.
Yeah,
we'll
exactly.
Just have a chat.
Man,
I reckon it's because that was the only detention I got in primary school.
Yeah.
And I was pretty like
scared,
shy,
straight.
Quiet yeah. kid. And so I think they were like, he maybe is someone who could kill someone.
This is out of character.
Let's nip this in the bud.
But he had a great wheedle.
At the end of the round, the scores are Ben on 1 point off the board.
Yeah, Ben.
Yes.
Tim nice on 2 points. Back. Jess still on 4 points. But in the lead now on 6 points is Luca Muller.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Goes very quiet. Okay, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. Now, in this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. A lie, you say nah. You can ask them as many questions as you want, because if you get it wrong, they get the point.
Mm-hmm.
So, to Luca. Now, once, Jess was so bored at work, but she didn't want to appear that she was slacking off. So, she just typed out the lyrics to the Slim Dusty song Duncan so her co-workers would hear her typing and think she was doing work. Mm. Yeah or nah?
Mm. Do I get to ask questions and stuff?
As many questions as you can.
Where were you working?
Back when I was working at that call centre for the good guys.
Ah, that is true. I was like, I think I know some of Jess's jobs, but that is one that I forgot about.
That is definitely
right. Yeah, right. So why was it so quiet? You just didn't have any calls to make, anything to do?
Yeah, it was late. So there's only two of us working the late shift, me and this other guy. And he was sitting on like the other side of the cubicle, so he couldn't see my screen. But if I wasn't typing, it would have been very obvious, because I was supposed to be doing emails.
Yeah.
So it would have been very obvious that I wasn't working. Mm-hmm. So I just opened Notepad and started typing out the words to Duncan. This wasn't long before I quit that job.
So a call centre for the good guys.
Yeah.
You're not cold calling people. They're just incoming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People right. saying, my fridge is no longer working.
Yeah, and I'm not actually fixing anything for them or helping them. I'm going, cool, I'll put you through to the store you bought it from.
Cool.
Who you should have called anyway.
Are we allowed to ask questions?
Ask
what's the third verse to Duncan?
As in the third person. Oh, yeah, good one. Well, because it's all every verse is a different person.
Yeah.
So I'd love to have a beer. It starts with Duncan. Love to have a beer with Kevin or Pat. It wouldn't really matter if the beer was flat. Okay. I don't remember the order.
Must have been.
Can I have a follow-up question to Ben?
Yeah.
Would you have known it was correct if she had said the actual verse?
No, it was just how long you would have been typing. Mm. I'm just using some deduction things. So, like, I would love to have a beer with Duncan. Would only have been the first verse.
I do know all the words. Like,
why
always,
Duncan, may I ask?
Because I know the words to it.
Oh, you did, apparently.
No,
well, that's the thing. I was about to say, I sing along with it all the time, but I always sort of have to pause when he gets to the name because I forget what order it is. So I go, love to have a beer with Colin. Love to have a beer with Cole. We drink in moderation. And it doesn't even matter if he brings his doll. I like to imagine she's inflatable.
Yeah. Oh, that kind of doll. Yeah. I always thought it was like he's just been a Centrelink and he's come with his his $400 check for the month.
Yeah, maybe. Well, then it definitely wouldn't matter if he brought that along.
Nah.
His doll. His doll is a like, pronoun is for it, his missus?
Yeah.
His dolly he's bird. Right. His bird. Doll. It's a
bit gross.
Is it a common thing to the people who sing that, like, yeah, ask
sorry,
someone
that
in
is
the
gross.
Crowd?
Can we just go, sorry, can we just go back? Can we cancel Slim Dusty because of that? That is gross.
He's cancelled.
Yeah. Sorry.
He didn't even name his horse. Fucking animalist. It's not to do with the story, but it's a common thing because I remember we had a teacher who would sing that song and then ask kids names and then do like a version of it with our name.
Your teacher was Weird Al. Great.
I'd love to have a pizza with Luca.
Oh, no, he would do beer, which looking back is odd.
Yeah, it's a bit strange.
Yeah,
he's always rhyming me with bazooka.
I was thinking, what rhymes with Luca? That's a tough one.
I reckon this is a I reckon that
you
happened.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Luca, yes.
Can't stop him. Seven really points.
So how long did you work there after that? You were like, okay, this is...
Yeah, that would have been...
I can type the lyrics of Duncan at home. I don't need to come into the office to do that.
I reckon that was the last, within the last couple of months. I was going to quit because I figured if I told them ahead of time I was going to leave. Tim used to work in the same building.
Yeah.
Hey, I was at work all the time.
Level three, you were level two, right?
Yeah, that's
is
right.
Is this the job where you were like the employee of the month for like every month?
2 years straight, yeah.
What a
I was employee
nerd.
Of the month 2 years in a row. They didn't know how to work a calendar there. Yeah.
Yeah, and I figured if I gave them notice, they would have just cut my hours or...
Yeah.
So I just didn't give them any notice. I was just going to walk in one day and quit. So I had planned to do that on the Friday, but I just started talking to this guy who worked on the same floor as me. So I stayed an extra 2 days to talk to him a little bit longer till the following Tuesday. And then I quit and left. And it worked out because I'm still with that guy.
Oh, really?
That was 2 years ago.
Oh, that's great. Awesome.
All right, so to Jess. Now, Tim.
Yes.
During last year's Comedy Festival, was watching a very funny podcast at the Festival Club, in which Hamish Blake was a guest. After the show, the barman said to Tim, "Great work up there tonight, Hamish," and gave him free drinks. Tim went along with it until Hamish actually entered the bar area, and Tim got too anxious and left before the barman had a chance to realise. Yeah or nah?
I mean, I want to answer, but I'll ask questions. How many drinks did you get out of them? Do you remember?
He gave me a pint and then a pot afterwards.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so two.
Did he ask you any follow-up questions at all?
Nah. It was just like a wink, just like, good on you, Hames.
Yeah.
He said, cheers, mate. And took the pint and went to a corner.
Were you dressed similarly to Hamish?
Yeah, Hamish was just wearing like a white t-shirt and I had a white t-shirt on as well.
That does sound like you.
But he also had a full beard and I had a mustache at the time. So what the fuck was he looking at?
But for the listener who don't know, you've now grown a beard. So maybe... You're hoping,
yeah. The bartender
comedy festival. You will go back.
Yeah, and, I'm going back.
I have seen you in a white t-shirt before, but then again,
checks out.
Again, you've also seen Hamish Blake.
Yeah.
No, I don't really look that much alike him.
He's very tall, isn't he?
He's very tall.
He's about 6'4".
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but when he's sitting down on stage,
true.
And is this the upstairs bar?
Long way away.
Yeah, this is upstairs.
So you can't even really see this.
So you weren't actually.
Not
but you were watching the show. You weren't upstairs ignoring the show. You were watching the show, right?
Yes, I was watching the show, Josh.
What was this very funny podcast?
You don't know the podcast?
What was this very funny podcast?
Don't you know the podcast I was watching? It was Do Go On.
I was trying to give you... anyway.
I'm going to say, yeah.
You are incorrect. Fuck. It was nah, but... Almost true.
Mostly true. Mm. Mostly true. It was downstairs. It wasn't the bartender. It was just a random guy who was in the show and bought me a beer and said, "Great stuff up there, Hamish." And yeah,
oh, took that beer.
That rings a bell.
Yeah,
that's so cute.
So that person might be listening. If they were there,
yeah.
They might be listening to this and go, "I'm telling everyone at work, I bought Hamish a beer. He's not as tall as I thought he was."
No. I was holding my gold Logie, so that kind of probably threw him as well.
And he has this weird thing, as soon as he does a show, he goes and shaves his beard off.
And I can still see him on stage whilst I'm buying him a beer as well.
So quirky.
Hologram.
All right, so to Tim. Now, Ben's 21st birthday got so out of hand that it made the front page of the paper.
Oh, Sunny Coast.
Ooh, okay.
Yes, Sunny Coast indeed. So you can ask him as many questions as you want.
When was your birthday? September 11th, 2001. When was your birthday?
15th of March.
It That's was. Not
when, I'm 20, when I was 21, so what's that, 12 years ago?
Okay, so why was it front page news?
It was the newspaper basically said, like, because we had this party house in the middle of Mooloolaba, and it was saying this party house is out of hand, and it was my 21st, and it just went nuts. It was like a.
What's that guy's name? Corey something.
Yeah, Naughty Corey.
Yeah,
Naughty Corey. Except Corey. Except Worthington? I didn't live with my parents. Yeah. I had a house. To myself. Okay. Yeah, I was at university.
Right. And do you remember much of the night yourself?
Yeah. One of my mates almost died. It was brutal. We did a stacks on, and his heart stopped.
Could that have been the reason?
That's why. Yeah.
Anyway.
Now, this party was too ruckus, not small child almost dead.
Yeah, it made the paper. The obituary.
This is a comedy podcast.
How many people on this stacks on?
I don't know, probably about 10.
Too many.
Way too many.
I reckon 3's too many.
The little dude underneath was real little.
If you're a biggest
band, though.
Probably 1 is too many if Ben's going to be lying on you. Like.
I wasn't stacks on. I started crying because he was one of my best mates. Yeah, and I just saw Paul Kelly.
See, you get it. Paul Kelly go. You get it.
I started crying. I was like, oh my God, my mate's dead. And then my other mate was a surf lifesaver. And so he gave him mouth to mouth. They just kept passion afterwards. Yeah. It was real good.
Sunny Coast. There's always a surf lifesaver somewhere.
To Ben. Now, Luca, when in high school, went to the midnight screening of a Fast and the Furious film. He pleaded with his parents to let him go on his own. And after weeks, they finally said yes, but only if they were allowed to drop him off and pick him up. When he got there, the film was already sold out. But he didn't want to go home, so he waited the 2 hours in the cinema foyer, eating snacks, and then went to the car park, found his dad, and pretended that he'd seen it. So Luca just made up the plot line for the drive home to cover his tracks. Yeah or nah? There's a lot in that, but yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot. I was trying to follow. So you didn't see the movie and you just ate candy.
Didn't see it, just sat, ate candy. They had, like, you know, sometimes in movie lobbies, they'll have like Daytona or other video games and stuff. And played some of those, played some Buck Hunter.
How much money did you have?
It's like I'm in the movie.
Like enough for the movie and some snacks. So maybe like $40 or something like
that. How old were you?
This was year 7. It was Fast and Furious 3, Tokyo Drift. And that came out when I was in year 7.
And what, have you seen the movie since?
I actually haven't seen it.
Okay, then what is the plot of Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift?
Well, I don't know. Because my dad was asking about the movie on the way home, and I was just like, oh, they go to Tokyo and they got cars and stuff. Which, for a Fast and Furious movie, you can get away with it pretty
I was going to say, you can just... Yeah.
So far, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
It's set in Tokyo.
You can just make up the plot for any of those. No one's going to say, well, it's an interesting choice. They got out and discussed it. Like gentlemen.
They went to a bar and they hashed it out.
Yeah. Fast and Furious was describing their tongues with the witty repertoire.
So why did you want to go to the midnight screening?
It was just like the coolest thing at that point. And it was pretty like early in the year, and it was like of year 7, so it was like just started a new school. And my friend Scott like really wanted to see it. He was a big like rev head and stuff. So I was like, man, I want to go to the midnight screening. That'll be so cool. I'll bond with my new friend. This will be great.
Did he go?
Well, yeah, we both went, but then it was sold out.
Right, okay. I was going to ask why you were going by yourself.
Yeah.
I love going to the movies by myself now, but not at 13.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I'm going for
You are incorrect. It was all a lie.
Yeah,
the whole thing was like a lie. What from start? How do you make up such a? You made that
I can't believe we all thought
on. There's
the
no
midnight premiere of Tokyo Drift would be sold out. God damn it!
Oh,
well, that is Josh made that up and sent it to me, and I was like, yeah, cool, great lie. But it is weirdly almost true to a thing that did happen, which was I wanted to see The Italian Job, which came out when I was in year 7, but my parents said no, I couldn't see it. But then I told them I was going to see like Ice Age or something, and then snuck into The Italian Job.
And were you happy with that decision?
I don't think so. No.
At the end of the round, the scores are Ben on 2 points.
Yeah.
Double your score in that round. Tim still on 3 points. Jess on 4 points, but now way out in front. on 8 points. It's like a man.
I'm worried about how good you are at lying.
Yeah, I know.
Man, I'm concerned.
You almost got as many points as a Weedle.
But you can make it up, guys, because this is the final round. It's called Who. Now, in this round, I read out a bunch of questions about everyone on the panel. Mm. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You can't buzz in for ones that are about you. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you're incorrect. Only round you can lose points. First one is this one. Who was held up in Texas because they thought this person was carrying a bazooka?
Jess. Tim.
Yes, Jess.
Ben.
You are correct, Jess. Point there for Jess.
That was my didgeridoo.
Why did you have a didgeridoo with you?
Because I'm from the Sunshine Coast. I had my acoustic guitar. Did it have a Sea Shepherd sticker on it? Of course it did. Right, 12-string acoustic guitar. Had my stomp box, my little amplifier. Had a didgeridoo. Had my tripod.
I'm glad they stopped you for that long.
And I used to busk around when I was travelling. And then it was a PVC didgeridoo and they thought...
it was a bazooka.
You got arrested for cultural appropriation. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Next question. Who here as a kid had 3 head injuries, 2 of them due to running into the same pole twice?
Luca Muller.
Yes, Luca.
Tim Clark.
No, it was Jess Perkins.
The other was from playing sumo wrestlers with my brother, who is 7 years older than me and much bigger.
So running into the same pole twice, was it like in the house? Was it at school?
At school and the just in a bad playground. Position?
Was it a load-bearing pole? Or?
It was just one of those like fireman poles, supposed to be
But
fun.
It was the same pole.
Yeah, I ran into it twice.
Did you just forget after the first time?
Did anyone else run into it?
I don't really remember much of that year, to be honest. It was prep.
Oh, it was prep.
Yeah, I was little.
Question 3. Who ran into Warwick Kappa 4 times while on holiday?
Jess.
Yes, Jess.
Luca.
No, it was Tim Clark. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's wild. Where was this?
This was in Hawaii. I went to Hawaii recently. And I know Luca went to Bali last week.
That seems
so
like...
I was really hoping that fact would get brought up beforehand to really throw it off. But yeah, I ran into Warwick once on the plane there, twice just walking around Honolulu, and then once at a Bruno Mars concert. I said,
sure.
Sup, Kappa? And he said, hey.
He said,
Hawaii's great.
Hi, Hamish.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
This might sound ignorant. Is he from Hawaii?
Yes, he was. Okay. It was his last show of his world tour.
So was that huge? Was it,
it was
like
amazing. It was so big. Yeah. Warwick Kappa was there. All the hits.
For our international listeners, Warwick Kappa is a ex-Australian rules footballer who I'm trying to think of another person who he might be like in other sports.
Famous for having real tight shorts and loud blonde hair, and I think he was the first guy to wear white boots.
Yeah, he's like the David Lee Roth of football.
Like, he's like David Beckham, but way more arrogant.
Yeah. Each time I saw him, he was wearing an American flag T-shirt. Each time, even when I was here.
Nice.
I saw him once, and he was wearing leopard print leggings.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I just did a gig, and he was there. They got him up on stage.
Oh, nice.
Did he do anything?
Oh, no, he died. Yeah. He was just doing like jokes that would have crushed in the 80s or whenever he was.
Yeah.
Because he does like speaking tours, right? He does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does
he also, what you can do is have the Warwick Kappa experience.
Oh,
and
God.
It's like Airbnb, but he just hangs around the whole weekend.
Oh, no.
You can look it up. It's like $1,000 and it's all these.
That's not enough money to just hang around.
He'll pick you up from the airport in his car, which is... no doubt got personalised number plates, and just you hang out with Kappa for the weekend.
For the weekend?
Yep.
And he's only charging $1,000.
$1,000.
Who's doing that?
Who's doing that? Why is he doing that?
Yeah.
I reckon he's a great guest to get.
I think he would be a good guest. He's got his own porno.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Do
you
have a porno?
Yeah.
Mm. No.
Yeah, he'll tell you he sold 10,000 units.
Up there, Kazali.
That's not what it's called, is it? That'd be great.
It should be.
All right, next question. Who here was chased by dogs every day for 2 months?
Tim?
Yes, Tim.
Luca?
No, that was Ben Knight.
What? Every day?
That's awesome.
Pretty much every day for 2 months. I was living in the...
a dog park.
I was living in Peru, and it was in a desert outside of Lima. and I had to go. The family was a really Catholic family, and they had the church had a garden on top of this hill, and I tried to go different routes, and every day they fucking found me. Like, I had to go water the gardens, the church gardens, and so right. I watered these gardens, and there was a turkey there, and I spoke to it. There was fuck because I didn't know. Yeah, that's good.
That was Jess Perkins, the listener. Yeah,
it's like this almost as good as Lucas.
You remember
Schubacher.
This voice?
Yeah. You did it! You did it! They bring out this really old, fucked-looking turkey. Ben's just crying. Oh, I didn't think I'd ever see you again.
Spins you around. I'm gonna murder you. I can't do it.
You got the tension.
Wild.
Next question: who once got into a fight in a sporting game, only for this person to see them at a gig 3 months later and then try to tell them that they're still not over it?
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Luca.
You are correct, yes. A point there for Ben.
Was that a futsal game?
But it wasn't. I wasn't playing with our team. I was playing a few years ago with my brother. We got in a fight with this guy, and then he was at the Rochi at a gig a few months later.
Yeah.
And he came up afterwards. It was like, good job tonight, man, but I'll never forget what happened in that game.
What happened?
Well, he just like, I don't know, it got way out of hand. He was like having heaps of like shoves with my brother, and they were going back and forth verbally, and then the ref ended up calling the game off because he was like, this is too aggressive. This
oh, whoa. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice that he said good job, though.
Yeah, he likes my comedy, dude.
That's just nice.
Playing sport with you.
Mm.
That's fair.
You are a mongrel on the field, though.
So you two play in the same team?
We do.
Greg Larson's Rat World?
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. He's a enforcer.
I'm a bulldog.
Bulldog goes straight through him, takes the ball and the man.
I go,
he's so lovely.
Up and
white line fever.
Wow, I wouldn't have picked it, but I respect it.
He's actually one of the
I'm not
most
too bad. As far as people on that team go, I'm not too bad, I don't think.
There are some psychos.
I bet.
Next question. Speaking of interactions with the punters, who once saved a drunk guy from being hit by a car only for the guy not to thank them but tell them how to fix their jokes?
Luca Muller.
Yes, Luke.
Tim Clark.
You are correct. Yes, Luca, yes.
Damn.
I was emceeing the attic in Paran. It was not going good because there were some drunk people heckling, and then after the show when I was leaving, one of them stumbled into the street and I had to grab their backpack and pull them in just before they got hit by the car. Didn't thank me. He goes, all right, this is why you weren't doing a good job emceeing.
Oh, my God. Push him into traffic. Right.
I should have just let him die.
Fuck.
Push him.
I'm Michael Winslow.
Because the last gig we did together, Tim, some people walked from the street and just straight up onto the stage while you were on as well.
I don't remember this. Which one was this?
George's Bar.
Right, George's Bar.
Just before Christmas.
Oh, fuck, that's right. Yeah. I've been threatened so many times at George's Bar. God, I got to get better at comedy.
I don't think that was your fault. I think that the room setup at that room is a little bit awkward.
Yeah.
When you walk from the street and you're pretty much on the stage.
Yeah, it's not the best layout. There were just like two drunk guys who just stumbled in. Didn't understand what they were saying, and then just tried to grab the mic from me. This is a separate story to what was already presented, where I saved a man's life.
All right, next question then. Who ended up getting glasses because they lied about not being able to see the blackboard at school?
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
Jess?
You are correct, yes.
Yeah. Devious. I was just chatting to my friends.
So you went and got glasses.
Yeah.
How far into the lie did you go? Did you have to pretend you didn't know? How old was it?
Prep.
Oh, so even when they said what letter is this, you probably still could have went, I don't know, I can't see.
Yeah, so my prep teacher told me off for talking and I was like, oh, I can't see the board. And then he told my mum, and then mum took me to the optometrist and I did get glasses. Very, very weak prescription. I still wear glasses, but like, they're very weak. But anyway, yeah.
What's wrong with her? She's run into this pole too many times. Nah, I reckon it's her eyes.
Actually, yeah, good call. It was all the same year. It was a big year for me.
You don't wear glasses now, though, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do?
But they're a pretty weak prescription. Even the optometrist recently was like, do you need these? And I was like, yeah, man, I want to look fucking cool.
I want glasses.
Yeah.
Just for the accessories.
They'll suit you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should put them on a little chain. That would suit you. Very librarian.
You can
make
yourself I think that's how I, because I wear glasses for reading sometimes. When I was in year 12, I was like reading a lot because I was studying in that. I was a good kid.
All right, mate.
And I would do this thing to try and make my eyes not hurt, where I'd like put them out of focus. You know, you can do that. I'd do that a few times. And then it just made my vision worse because I would do that too much. And now I have to wear glasses for reading.
Yeah. Like those magic eye books that you had to go.
I've never ever seen a magic eye picture in one of those puzzles.
You can't do it.
No, I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm colorblind, so I don't see him either.
You're colorblind?
Although, yeah.
Hey.
Me too. I don't see race. It's real hard.
And our last question for the game. Who?
So insensitive. Because Luca actually doesn't see colour. No.
Hold on, how bad is the colour?
Luca blind? Doesn't see colour, and red? Tim only surrounds himself with white people. That's why.
Is it red green?
Yeah, I'm what's called an extreme Dutton, which is pretty cool.
Extreme Dutton!
Oh, man! Yep. My favourite Chris Lilly character.
What does that mean?
Super mixed up on red, green, and blue, purple.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I have seen a picture on Instagram. Sorry, Josh. I know you're trying to wrap up.
No.
Of your girlfriend posted a picture of you hanging out the washing, and she was like, "I have to tell him when he's accidentally dyed t-shirts pink."
Yeah, it happens.
Is that
a
why
lot.
You've been so nice to me the whole time? Like, I'm a ginger, man. Did you know
what
that?
What the fuck? Oh man, I thought you were black. That's why you had the didgeridoo. I was like, cool.
Mate, I'm ingingenous, all right?
And our last question for the game. Who was once at a party where someone stormed out due to an argument about whether or not you can refer to a dog as sexy?
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Tim.
You are correct. Yes, it was Tim. Yes.
What side of the argument were you on?
Okay, before I reveal which side of the argument, what do you guys think?
Look
side
at you.
Of the
you
argument?
Definitely think
well,
dogs are sexy.
Well, it depends what kind of dog, surely.
Okay, well, I wasn't on Josh's side.
Well, the way
that was
behaving.
A joke. Yeah.
Oh, so you are not sexy. Dogs
to be fair
sexy.
To the other people, it was a particularly sexy dog.
Right.
But it was a heated argument. Someone started crying.
Oh,
what?
Like, they were arguing whether or not you can describe a muscly dog as sexy. I don't think you can. I think it's a little bit weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. But
what sort of dog was it?
I wouldn't cry over the fact.
Nah. Yeah. It was like a Rottweiler mix.
Oof. Oh, fuck, you didn't say that. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a sexy dog.
Were you there for the
budgies though? Mm.
Were you there for the argument, or did you just?
I was there for the argument. Right. Someone described the dog as, "Look at this sexy boy."
Oh,
and then you know things escalated from there. Someone fucked that dog.
And he got an NRL contract.
Yeah. At the end of the game, the scores are Tim Clark on 3 points. Well done, Tim.
Just fun to be here, gang. Yeah. I'm assuming you started with the highest score going downwards.
Ben Knight on 4 points.
Hey. Back. Nice. Pulled back. Well Thank done. You.
Jess Perkins on 4 points, but our winner on 8 points is Luca Muller.
Hey.
Well done.
Love that. Thanks for playing, guys. It was an honour.
Now, because you win, Luca, you get to promote whatever you want to promote first.
Oh, sweet. What to promote? I've got a podcast called Ooh Spooky with Adam Knox and Peter Jones, who they've been on this before as well. We read this book full of weird, like, paranormal tales and stuff and just make fun of it and do silly voices and stuff. It's a good time.
Sweet. Jess?
I also do a podcast because most people do these days. It's called Do Go On with Matt Stewart and Dave Warnicke, who have also both been on here.
They sure have.
And it's great and you should listen to it.
This latest episode that just went out yesterday...
Mm.
I'm on it.
You're on it.
Hey. I listened to it this morning.
Did you?
Yeah, and I felt like I was prepping for this today.
Yeah.
It was with you both.
I talk about the Malice at the Palace.
Mm-hmm.
So a basketball game where a massive fight broke out.
It was amazing.
It's good stuff.
You did a great report too. Well
Thanks,
done.
Thanks, mate. I enjoyed writing it. Mm. Ben, where can people see
I'm going to start a podcast and Twitter.
Great.
Yes.
No, I don't have a podcast. I have Instagram, Big Red Ben Knight, and I think my Twitter is Big Red Ben Knight
as
well.
Is.
Yeah.
You're doing shows in the comedy festivals
I am.
As well?
I'm doing a show called Big Red.
At Melbourne?
At Melbourne. I'm doing a teacher show in Perth and Adelaide, though. Perth in February, Adelaide in March.
Cool. Luca, are you doing any shows in the festivals?
Yep, called Ha Ha Cool. it's not on sale just yet, but it will be soon. Just look at the socials and stuff, you'll see it.
Mm. We're just doing the live podcast. Nice. At the European Beer Cafe. It's going to be sick.
Very
nice.
And Tim?
Come on down to the Catfish Comedy Night every Tuesday. Luca and I run that. It was where, Josh, you did the live shows
I
back
did the
in
live
December.
Shows
every Tuesday night at 8. It's a great comedy night. And I'm also part of Chimp Cop at Trades Hall in Comedy Festival. It's called Chimp Cop, the very best of Chimp Cop, brackets, all new material.
I am doing shows in Brisbane on March 16. I'm doing the podcast followed by the world premiere of Josh Earl Talks, my new stand-up show, and also Melbourne Comedy Festival. Tickets are on sale at joshearl.com.au. Go there. Follow Luca Muller, Luca C. Muller. Let's try and get him up to 1,100.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love that.
Thanks for playing. Thanks for listening. Till next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.